So this morning we continue our series preaching on the Holy Spirit, second Sunday after Pentecost. Very important topic, so please pray for this message. Berea UMC, in the presence and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that's the place we've been called to be by God Himself. On the day of Pentecost, when Holy Spirit came down here and when the Church of Christ was born, Holy Spirit also makes sure that the Church will be empowered and gifted to preach the gospel of Jesus and spread the word and strengthen the kingdom ministry through the Church. In our lectionary gospel reading, Jesus was approached by this man, the ruler of the synagogue. You can imagine that he rushed to Jesus. He ran to Jesus. And he has very sad announcement to make. He said, "Jesus, my daughter just died. But if you can come to our house and lay your hands on her, you can bring her back." You see? So this request was more than request for healing. This request from this man, who was a prominent religious leader of the community, was asking Jesus to bring his daughter back to life. On the way to this ruler's house, there was a lady who's been sick with the bleeding disease, blood disease. So Jesus deals with her on the way to this ruler's house. And there, by the time he entered to this ruler's house, ruler of the synagogue, he touched his daughter's hand, who was dead, kind of just woke her up and gave it over to her father. So in one chapter in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, we see we go from one event to another witnessing these healing experiences. And then across all the gospel readings, the four gospels, we see one healing experience, miracle after another, and then of course the book of Acts of apostles is full of them. So the gift of healing is one of the gifts that Holy Spirit has given for Christ's church to bring healing for the people inside the community and outside the community. Now, let me ask you this. Do you know anybody who is sick? Do you know anybody who is sick? Raise your hand if you know somebody who is sick, okay? Have you ever been sick yourself? Raise your hand if you believe you have been sick one time in your life, okay? Do you know somebody who is sick this morning? If you know somebody who is sick this morning, raise your hand, okay? How many of you are dealing with illness of some kind or health issue of some kind this morning in the sanctuary? Raise your hand if you are. Gosh, you are healthy people, I'm telling you. Not the one sick. I may have to change my topic this morning. The Bible says that the human beings, you and I, we are considered as made up of mind, body, and soul. Mind, body, and soul. If you are a human being, you are three things. You have mind, you have body, and you have soul. These are referred as mental, as the mental, physical, and spiritual. We all know that. Our Lord is interested in all these three. So if you say you are a totally and complete healthy person, are you referring to your physical well-being, spiritual well-being, or mental well-being. You say, wait a minute, I need to look into that question one more time. For a person to be whole or complete, he or she needs health in all these three areas. In all these three areas. The Bible says something interesting in 1 John 1:8. This is Apostle John writing verse 9. Listen to this. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us all our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. This here is spiritual healing. We all understand that. This is spiritual healing. This is step number one for your healing, entire healing. But I believe the main point of this message is healing of the mind and body. I'm going to be emphasizing on this too. The gift of healing is the ability to serve, to intervene in a supernatural way and care of a person of illness and restore health. Now, if you walk to me and you make your complaint of any of these three areas and you say, Pastor, heal me, please. You know the answer would be, I can't. I cannot. Or if you walk to many times we go to see physician for physical problems, and even sometimes with them we don't have too much luck. It's just the way it is. Now first, let's try to have a general and biblical view of this gift. I'm referring to gift of healing. Consider some New Testament facts. The ministry of Jesus Christ was one of healing as well as teaching. Constantly teaching, preaching, and healing. That is what his ministry was all about. When Jesus sent out the 12, you remember, and then the 70, he commissioned them to preach the gospel, the kingdom of God, and to heal everyone who come to them for healing. That sounds like a simple assignment, am I right? Very challenging. Jesus commissioned these chosen disciples to do just that. The book of Acts has numerous accounts of the gift of healing. Actually, it is full of it. The book of Acts, or Acts of Apostles, or Acts of Holy Spirit, the same three names, but the same book, is actually describing, telling, sharing what the Holy Spirit did through the early church. It was not these people who were ministering and healing, but it was the Holy Spirit through these people. But guess what? The church is not any different today. It may have become more institutionalized, but the church is still the same. And in a gospel reading this morning, Matthew 9:18, it is showing one of those examples how Jesus healed everyone who came to him for healing. One after another. Jesus has commissioned his church, means also Berea UMC, to practice healing ministry there. There's no way around it. Remember, the great reformer Martin Luther said that he was asked, what is Christ's church all about? He said, best way to describe it is this. The church is Christ is just a big hospital where all the sick people get healed by the main physician, Jesus Christ, who is walking among them. We all have illnesses. We all have hurts and we all have wounds. And we all have been invited to come with all these burdens to Jesus to be healed. Would be a wonderful thing that church, our church, Berea UMC, would be a church when we all come from our burdens and hurts and wounds, injuries, whether they are physical or mental or spiritual. And by the power of the church, by the interaction of our members, by the ministry we are receiving and passing forward, we just feel that healing is taking place. Friends, that is what church is all about. That is what church is all about. Unfortunately, many times, people get more hurt when they go to church. And too many people have made their decision, I better stay home because I don't want to get hurt more. Maybe you got hurt in the church. And I'm telling you, the wounds and the hurts that were put on you at the church takes double or triple more time to heal than any other wounds in this world. The Church of Christ is a healing place where the main physician, Jesus Christ, is walking among us, patients, and healing us. In the church, who is standing in the presence of the Holy Spirit, staying in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and walking under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, is called a healing church. And any ministry they do is called a healing ministry. Friends, we need to get much more bigger and active and more committed to healing ministries in our church today, because the need is desperate. The need is desperate. Let's consider the nature of healing. The words in the original text, which is Greek language, are a double plural. It says about gifts of healing. Gifts of healing, many gifts of healing. And obviously, to many forms of healing is mentioned in the Bible, including healings of physical illnesses, spiritual illnesses, and all forms of mental illnesses, as well, such as nervousness, anxiety, depressions, restlessness, and so forth. We had a United Methodist annual conference in Louisville this past week. And it was a good conference, it truly was. Serba and I were sitting most of the time on the back row. And I'm an elder, so I just maintaining my voting rights, I better be inside the voting pool so I can get to vote. Anyway, we were in the more like a back among those who are sitting way back. I just thought, when listening to all these presentations and talks, and most of the time it was very interesting. I didn't feel that I had need to go anywhere, just listening. I actually enjoy listening to somebody else, and I don't have to do the talking all the time. But I just pay attention to about 2-3 people there, and I'm sure they were delegates. I recognize one of them were a preacher. You know, when you are sitting up front there, and you sit 5 minutes, and then you talk to your neighbors, and before too long, you get up and you walk through the aisle and you go to the hallway or narthex, wherever you go. You wait 2 or 3 minutes, you come back, you make your walk back to your among the first seats, you greet everyone you see, you sit down, and you say a word or two to your neighbors, and you pay maybe a minute or two attention to what somebody is doing there behind the pulpit. Then 5 minutes, 10 minutes afterwards, you get up again and you walk through the aisle, say hello to everyone you see, and then you go to narthex, whatever you are doing there. Then you come back. When you watch this going on, you wonder, what in the world is going on with him or her? Can't you just pay attention? We are here conferencing, listening, taking something to take home, praying for somebody who is sharing something important about our missions. What is so important going on in your life that you can't just wait and sit down 5 minutes for somebody? But people are dealing with issues that we probably don't know. Now, But the gifts of healing are identified with faith. That's what the Bible is very clear. The recipient must have faith in God to receive the gift of healing. Do we have faith to receive healing, gift of healing? Or do we have faith to receive healing from the Lord? Is the Lord the last source for you to be healed? The one who is serving others with the gift of healing is a person of faith, having obedience to God. In the life of the church, the gift of healing is very important and powerful. If I look back to my ministry and looking around my ministry today, I feel the healing ministry would be number one in the category. Berea UMC, let's pray God this morning for the gift of healing. Maybe you've been wondering if you can be somebody who is praying for those who are sick. Too often it is lack of faith or lack of interest, lack of time to really pause and consider that, would it be possible that I would be serving in that capacity, praying for those who are sick, bringing them to the Lord, laying on of my hands, maybe anointing even with oil. Secondly, let's take a closer study of this epistle reading by James, chapter 5, 14 to 16. It may help us to understand how this gift worked in the life of the church. It seems when you listen to James and what he taught about the healing ministry, it seemed like the sick person must take initiative for prayer. So if I get sick or if you get sick, you are the one who needs to notify, like he used the word, elder of the church, pastor, others who are serving in that capacity. You are to take initiative. You are the responsible person. What is God's way to bring relief and healing for me? Notify the pastor who is serving under the Holy Spirit with spiritual discipline. Giving a call saying, I am just having this issue. I am suffering. I am in pain. I'm reading the book of James. And I'm encouraged to call you, pastor. Can you please come over? Pray for me. Lay your hands on me. Bring that bottle of oil, anoint me in the name of the Lord. I am so encouraged. This may be my way to get help for this, what I'm struggling with. He prays, he anoints the sick person's head with oil. And this application of oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit as an outward sign of somebody who is inside of you and doing the healing as a matter of fact. Now, some Bible scholars believe that the pouring of oil can also refer to the use of medication. Because when you ask somebody to pray for you, you don't skip to take your medication that has been prescribed to you. You don't want to do that, of course. In modern terms, this would be equivalent to calling the pastor for prayer and anointing, and physician for medical treatment. Let me share a story. Back in Owensboro, there is a central hospital. They have a big hospital there in Owensboro, a new hospital they just built a few years ago. And I learned to know quite a few physicians there because our church was pretty good size, and pastor had reason to go there and pray with people and met these nurses and doctors once in a while. There's a one particular I would like to share. His name is Dr. Moore. He's still practicing. He is an orthopedic surgeon. He's a Christian man. And he was just very special. If he knew, he had been somewhere in California or so, but moved to a smaller city to raise his children. And he was very active in the local church and just a good man. And he was a lead surgeon in the hospital. So when he knew that I am coming and there's my church member waiting for to be to have procedure. And he knew that Timo is coming to pray for his church member. He would ask the nurse, please let me know when your preacher is here so I can join with him and we pray for you. And everyone, of course, our church members, that would be great. So it was a beautiful thing praying for somebody who is having hip replacement or knee surgery or broken leg or shoulder repair, whatever. And you know there's going to be a major procedure. When your pastor holds your hand, on the other side is your surgeon holding the other hand. And they are praying together and nurses joining that prayer before the surgery. That is the way to do it, friends. And I just appreciated him so very much. He was the one who fixed our Nora's knees. She's a soccer player. And torn her ACLs on both knees. And Dr. Moore was one who did the surgery. And she played through the college and was chosen to a U.S. Olympic team pool. And now she's coaching at her school and her daughter is playing soccer. Now, spiritual healing takes priority over physical healing. The spiritual healing and the physical healing often intertwined. Spiritual illness can cause mental and physical illness. And at times, spiritual healing can bring about mental and physical healing, as we know. In any case, healing is always for the glory of God. One thing is our attitude toward healing. It's vital importance, attitude. So let's be open, let's be waiting for the Lord and His healing. Let's maintain positive and open attitude before the Lord Almighty. Because after all, not everyone gets healed, at least the way you want to be healed. There are many examples in the Bible. Don't ask me why not. I don't have an answer. I don't think anybody has an answer, really. Even Apostle Paul didn't have an answer. Please read 2 Corinthians 12:7-9. Paul, who was constantly praying for healing for others, laying off his hands and anointing oil and curing people. Here's what he writes. Even though I have received such wonderful revelation from God, so to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a message from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. 3 different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. I guess we see it better through the eyes of Apostle Paul. The main thing for us to have is God's presence and His grace in any given circumstances, whether we heal or whether we don't know. So we Christian believers, we have been entrusted with the ministry of healing. It is not just the pastor's ministry necessarily. It can be you, my friend. One of the greatest needs is for the healing power of God to touch those who are oppressed by the burdens and problems of life. Maybe one of you here in the sanctuary. Maybe somebody who is watching this. God is with you and Holy Spirit is close to you. This healing can be affected by prayer, teaching and preaching, laying on of hands, anointing, many different ways to bring healing. But God's plan is for His church, listen to this, church, on the second Sunday after Pentecost, for our church to become a healing house, where the Holy Spirit is allowed to do His ministry for healing through us and even through us, who many times question and wonder, but God has chosen us, not angels, to do His ministry. And you may be the key for healing in your house, in the house of the Lord, among your friends. Let's be courageous. Let's be open for this. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. During prayer time, we do something different, but let's receive the communion first.